scripture reading, Luke 19:41-44. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, "If you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground, you and the children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you." Devotional. The Greek word used to describe Jesus weeping over Jerusalem is that of a person wailing or sobbing. Imagine the scene. Sadly, many of us, unlike our Lord, feel guilty expressing raw feelings such as sadness and anger. The problem is that when we deny our pain, losses, and feelings year after year, we transform slowly into empty shells with smiley faces painted on them. But when we begin to allow ourselves to feel a wider range of emotions, including sadness, depression, fear, and anger, a profound change takes place in our relationship with God. As Ken Geyer wrote, C.S. Lewis said that we should bring to God what is in us, not what ought to be in us. The oughts will keep us from telling the truth. They will also keep us from feeling the truth, especially the truth about our pain. When Jesus realized the nearness of his own death, he went to a quiet place and prayed. We are told that he agonized with loud crying and tears. We are also told that he fell to the ground where he prayed fervently and sweated profusely. This was no Renaissance painting. This was a real portrait, a portrait of how we pray when the earth beneath our feet begins to quake. We pray however we can, with whatever words we can. We pray with our sweat, with our tears, and with whatever friends we have who will sit with us in the darkness. Question to consider. How would it change your prayer life to bring to God what is actually in you and not what you think ought to be in you? Prayer. Abba Father, I admit that I am often afraid and embarrassed to openly tell you all that is going on inside me, even though I know you know it all anyway. Teach me what boldness in prayer looks like as I draw near your throne of grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.